Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I distinctly remember the first time I came across the Gruner Veltliner grape. I thought, how are we supposed to talk about that? Nobody knows what it is. I can't pronounce it. Well, we found out it's from Austria, and then we tasted it, and oh my goodness, this is pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. Gruner Veltliner is Austria's most important grape, and despite its rather challenging name, it is beginning to get some traction as an emerging white wine option. Mm-hmm. The wine is produced in a variety of styles and has sort of typically lime and grapefruit flavors with a subtle white pepper nuance. And that white pepper nuance is probably the signature of the grape. It's similar to the German Rieslings in that Gruner produces very high levels of acidity in the wines that are refreshing and can work well with food. So if you like German Rieslings, you probably will like some Gruner Veltliner. The name comes from green wine of Veltlin. And Veltlin was an area in the Lower Alps in Austria in the 1600s. It's actually not part of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here are three that I tried. On the higher end of the spectrum at $24.99 was the Tegernseerhof 2023 Federspiel. We will put all these on the website, guys. The term Federspiel refers to a specific ripeness level of the fruit at the time of harvest, and they will always be between 11.5 and 12.5% ABV.
Pretty light.
This is a complex wine, bone dry with aromas of white pepper, pear, honeysuckle, and apples. The flavors follow on the palate with a long finish with lime notes. This is a classy wine from the famous Wachau region, wine region in Austria, and absolutely merits its $24.99 price point. The thing that was so nice about this wine is it's very focused and almost has sort of a laser precision.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was really beautifully structured. Next up was a wine which is certainly the value selection for today's broadcast, and that would be the 2023 Gruner Veltliner from Mayr, M-A-Y-R. At $16.99, it would be a good value. But since it comes in a 1 liter bottle at $16.99, it's a particularly good value. And the wine is very good. You'll find it's a nose of melon and citrus over a palate of grapefruit, citrus, and a subtle, almost asparagus note with white pepper in the finish. There's a lot going on for that price point, for sure. Lastly, I tried the Lustig Classic Gruner Veltliner from 2023. Bright, forward aromatics of apple, pear, and lemon. The wine is actually pretty well rounded, more than the other two, with a medium finish and the classic white pepper notes. This wine was subtly more approachable than the other two and a pretty good value at $17.99. So it is my wine of the week. I just really enjoyed it. You know, the other ones were really good, but this was just a little easier. And sometimes you just want a glass of wine.
How food friendly do you think these are?
I think they're very food friendly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're slowly beginning to see some American winemakers experiment with this grape, which is an exciting development. I've seen some good examples from California and, surprisingly, from Maryland.
From here in Maryland.
So I encourage you to broaden your white wine horizons. And after a few glasses of wine, it's really not that hard to say Gruner Veltliner.
It's easy for you to say.
That's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR.